Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Before you listen to the podcast, I want to tell you about one of my favorite things in the world, the Lit Teacher Training. Creating this comprehensive teacher training really felt like my life's work compilation, and I hold nothing back. My mission is for everyone to know and understand the whole body, functional movement, and the how and why behind the movement choices we make to feel empowered, transforming your own lives and sharing that knowledge with others. In the Lit Teacher Training, we investigate the poses and transitions, the energy flow through this vessel of our body, and work to move through space with increased precision and fluidity to create more joy and fun. So ask yourself, are you enjoying the life you're living in your body? If you're not fully, there's no better time than now to create new pathways and new opportunities. And with that fresh palette, attempt to emphasize growth and connection rather than accomplishment. Learning how to give people feedback in their bodies so that they retrain their own neural pathways and habitual movement patterns is truly a gift, and you will get that in this training. With both our self-guided and in real-time virtual experience, the 10-week training is rich in functional anatomy from my background as a physical therapist, methodology, and yogic philosophy through a modern-day lens. Like the hundred of others around the world, you will complete the training with new skills, sound knowledge, and confidence to teach others. And you have access to the training for life. Finally, our Lit Teacher community is vibrant and supportive, and being a part of it is like having all your friends with who you speak the same language with the same passion. So join this experience for reverence of the body as the container of the divine to change your life. Go to lityogatraining.com, and I can't wait for you to join our community. I'm Laura Hyman, and welcome to Redefining Movement, a Lit podcast designed to investigate all aspects of movement from my background in physical therapy and neuroscience. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter movement patterns and compassion for ourselves and others, so together we can live our most uplifted lives, benefiting all beings. Welcome to Wednesday Q&A, where you all ask the questions and we answer. I am joined, as always, by my gorgeous new coiffed hair co-host, Kristen Williams. It looks so good.
Hey, Laura. Hey, everybody. Yes, I got some major length taken out and weight taken out. I'm feeling light as a feather.
It feels so refreshing, doesn't it? It's scary at first, especially when you just always put it up in a ponytail, but it's really nice to do. All right. Well, let's launch right in. Jaja yoga. Any cues to help with anterior tilted pelvis in goddess? It is so common.
It's super common. And the problem with goddess I've seen is people have this idea that their toes have to turn out a certain distance, 45 degrees or whatever it is. And therein lies your problem. A lot of people, while 45 degrees is the quote unquote normal external rotation of the hip, a lot of people don't have that and may never have that. And so they will turn the toes out and the hips won't go as far. So then they'll tilt at the pelvis to allow for that extra range. They actually tilt the pelvis, shifts the acetabulum just enough to keep the knees open. The very first thing to encourage somebody to do is turn their feet in and see if that will take tension off of the hips. So Laura, you always give a nice cue just to lift your toes up and turn it out to like where you feel the range stop and then put your foot down. That to your natural turnout. I think a lot of people will also work. So they might be good at the feet, but then they will tend to just let the ribs pop. I do want to point out that you want to make sure that you're not overcorrecting. I'm standing up. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can kind of see where here I'm in a goddess, and we'll see people that will do this as they're trying to, you know, because they don't want to be here.
She's like posterior tilting almost and rounding into the thoracic spine. Yeah.
Right. And like jamming into the front of the hip. Another cue to help with that is if they're really here, they can hinge their trunk forward, you know, bring their ribs more in line with the pelvis. So now I'm stacked, even though I'm pitched forward, what, about 10 degrees, Laura? Like,
yeah, just a little bit of flexion in the hips, not in the spine. And that's exactly just to give that allowance. The other thing is when you bring your trunk upright, so your ribs are trying to stack over the pelvis, if you do have some restriction, probably fascial restriction that also might be felt in the muscles because fascia surrounds the muscles, it connects the muscles. We don't know, but it's soft tissue restriction. That's when your ribs can go out or you can push, you know, your pelvis can tilt because you're stretching in a big way. Now, a lot of times external rotation of the hip will help with that a little bit, but still, if you have a lot of tightness, you can still see it. And I agree with you, just allowing that flexing in the hips, which keeps the spine nice and lengthened, is a great way of still getting the external rotation in the hip without struggling with the ribs over the pelvis. You mentioned the feet, and I think that as teachers, as movement educators, and then as people practicing, stop thinking about what the feet are doing and think first the movement happens in the hip and let the foot reflect that versus, you know, it's like this is the rudder. Like if I'm rowing, the movement is generated by my hands on the oar, even though it's going in the water. And we might be looking at that. And of course, the way it goes in the water and all that is important. But the movement is produced on the other end of it. So we need to first think of the movement being produced in the hip joint. And for many people, they won't have that external rotation that would put your toes much less straight out, but even minor 30 degrees from being straight out easily. And I have great external rotation. And the people that can do that and it looks okay probably shouldn't be doing it because they're the hypermobile people. We want some tone in our glutes that are going to restrict that big range of motion. We want to have that support around the hip joint on all sides that keeps it. So we think sometimes like, oh, my hips are so tight, but then some people might have too much laxity in there. So I think for the most part, everybody should be a little bit turned in, meaning not trying to get that. And then seeing how it feels. Again, if you have to correct, go more to the hip again. So like Kristen, flex the hip as opposed to try and, you know, rounded the rib cage back and see how the movement at the hip can help everything else from the foot all the way up into the rib cage. Find that better alignment and it should feel good. It should feel like A, you can move up and down. You could reach for the ground. You can turn to the front and crescent lunge. If you feel like you're stuck, you probably are stuck. You're probably hanging on some type of soft tissue restraint and that's not going to benefit you.
When you flex at the hip, don't forget, you want to bring that the rib cage with it. You know, you don't want to leave the rib cage then back behind because then it's going to go into your low back.
You're right. It's seen a lot. So I think it's, again, like how we language it. This is about a squat with your feet turned out a little bit, but it's really about external rotation of the hips. Okay. Next question is from Kathy G. Can you detail what are some of the benefits of incorporating different types of movement into our daily lives? I notice you do this a lot on the mat. And I know the reason why, but I'd like to be able to explain it to others more.
Oh gosh, it's so important, especially as we age. When you think about if you have children, watch how your children move. If you don't have children, go to a playground and just watch. They're all over the place. They're moving side to side. They're going up and down. They're rolling. They're spinning. And then we naturally stop doing that with age. We sit, our jobs tend to be more what we call sagittal plane, front and back. Go to a gym. What's everybody doing? They're riding a bike. They're running on a treadmill. They're not a Stairmaster. They're going forward and back. We don't get enough of frontal plane and then transverse plane motion as we get older. And so what happens is the body adapts and loses mobility and loses joint range of motion and loses strength and connective tissue pliability in all of those movement patterns. So the biggest or the easiest way, kind of like the elevator speech, is just moving in multiple ways takes advantage of full joint range of motion and soft tissue pliability in a way that we wouldn't otherwise be getting. And that is so good for the brain. It is so good for the body. Your body will, I promise you, give you a sigh of relief after you move in this manner. You know, getting on my mat, even if it's just for 15 or 20 minutes, when I'm practicing, I'm like, oh my God, you know, like it just feels so good to move in those ways, usually out to the sides that we no longer get. What's another quick elevator speech you give for that, Laura?
Well, I would just, I think of it like simply like all the things you said, and it just gives you a bounce in your step. And here's a great example. I remember this so specifically when you were talking about the gym. I just had this flashback. I was at the gym. This is the place where I would teach. This was 20 some years ago. And there were two guys, both were anywhere from 30 to 40, but the one that was on the treadmill was younger. So this guy was on the treadmill. He ran. I mean, he was running like for an hour. And then there was a guy, there used to be this rock climbing wall, and he looked a little bit older, had more silver in his hair, but still had the body, like their bodies were similar in terms of very fit. And I remember when the guy got off the treadmill, he was going to change his shoes because they were like the running shoes that you did on the treadmill. And he leans over to change it. And it's like, he could have been a 50-year-old just leaning over. He looked almost off balance, had to hold on to something, didn't have really good range of motion. And I was thinking, wow, that's weird. Like he just looked so energetic on the treadmill. And then he's like having a hard time. And then this guy gets off this climbing wall and he just literally landed, almost sprung over toward the locker room. It was a gym that was all open. And I had been watching them both because I love just watching people in motion. And I think that's really the answer is this rock climbing guy was moving in all ways, big ranges of motion. Like KB was saying, like the joints are moving. Soft tissue is getting stretched. The muscles are responding. They're both lengthening. They're shortening. They're isometrically holding everything. And then this runner who seemed to be in great shape, but like going to get his shoes looked like a man 25 years older. His back was tight. His hips were tight. So the guy who got off just like literally bounced and went away. It gives you your bounce. That's why the kids literally bounce around. There's a suppleness in the joints. There's the suppleness in the tissues. You've got to get down. You've got to get up. I'm thinking about that guy in the treadmill. Like he probably gets on the ground rarely. In daily life, you can get on your bed. You get up. You go take a shower. You go to work. You're sitting in a car. He comes and runs on the treadmill. But that bigger movement of getting to the ground, getting back up, doing that regularly, that's a full range of motion of your hips. It doesn't mean your back isn't going to move some, but you're not relying on your back to get you to the ground. You got to rely on your hips, your ankles, your knees. You keep those supple. So that's what we need. It's going to keep our vitality optimized, that bounce in our step and that feeling that we can do anything. Think about the time, sometime in our adult life, that we started to say no to things versus the kids are always like, I'm going to try that. Unless their parents were fear producing, but like it really gives us this yes for life. When you said that about the gym, because I had that and I remember writing that down in my journal, I was like, this was a perfect example of being fit, but not functional, like fit aerobically, just seeing the difference. I'd always appreciated rock climbing because I would see these guys and they're like, and girls, spidery. It's a very similar demand that I think we do in lit. That's what I want. It's that elastic property and being fit and functional.
I want to share with you a little secret I have. This secret is this amazing skincare line that I've been using now for a year. Now, I am a product queen. It is the one thing I spend money on. I don't spend a lot of money on clothes, but I love products. And I love skincare products because I want my skin to really reflect and showcase how I feel inside. but this is honestly the best product I've ever tried. And I love the fact that it's vegan, it's all natural, you could literally eat it because it's totally organic. Herbal Face Food. It's the most potent anti-aging, multi-correction, antiviral skincare on the market. It's magic. I can't even describe it. I use a little bit of Serum One a few times a week, and it tightens up my skin, and then it also kind of whitens it a little bit, makes it feel like all the sun damage disappears. But you can go for the Serum Two, which is like the correction, and that goes into the more sun-damaged areas. So you're just going to have to try it for yourself. So go to the show notes and hit the link. Laura20 is the code for 20% off Herbal Face Food. I love it. I want to share it with you all.
This is from Aaron Mack. Another question about movement. What role would you say movement plays in managing stress and helping with relaxation? I have not been able to work out as much. I'd really like to try your platform, but I haven't yet, because I've been taking on a project, but I've noticed I'm losing my shit, excuse my language, more and more. Of course, I know it has something to do with that I'm not taking care of myself, but I'm curious how you would explain the movement plays in managing stress. These are great questions. I got a lot of really like insightful questions like that. I think it's because we talk about movement as being this medicinal, absolutely necessary dose that we need in daily life. And it's not just to look good. It is to feel good, but it is everything. It impacts every system. So Aaron, I'll say first, it's such a cliche and yet it's so true. And I remember when I worked in rehab, again, I had so many stories that I write down there too, but it's all the things people say in rehab, working with older people, which I loved more than anything because there was such wisdom they brought and there was humor, and especially in these kind of vulnerable states of like having had a surgery or a really life-altering event / disease, there's a reflection. And so many of them talked about working in a job they didn't like and then retiring and having a stroke or not spending enough time, et cetera, et cetera. No one was ever talking about, oh, that project, I was so excited that I finally got that done and got that promotion. Like, we're all highly motivated individuals, so we don't want to just be flippant about that. But at the end of the day, it is you that matters, and your health and your mental health. In Lit, in our teacher training, I speak a lot about stress is actually good until it's not. The key, Aaron, is to find where you can adequately manage the demands of your work while still taking care of yourself, because then you're going to stay in the good side of stress, because stress is motivating. It makes us productive. When it's, again, not too much, we have incentive, you know, we have a drive. But when we get into the red zone of stress, that's when it gets debilitating. It gets harmful. It really wears us down mentally, physically, and otherwise. So movement, more than anything, is going to help you stay in the green zone of stress, because life has stress. We can't eliminate it. And it does, again, make us wake up in the morning and have purpose. But movement is the overlying kind of daily dose. It's like the vitamins, the minerals, the nutrients that you have to take to digest, metabolize, and manage the negative impact that stress could have otherwise. There's my very brief explanation.
Well, I mean, I think when we just think about brain health in and of itself, you know, movement is feeding the brain. It's keeping the brain plastic, which is going to help us therefore manage stress, manage cortisol in the body, flush it out. It becomes a meditation of sorts, that cognitive requirement of movement, which is why a lot of people going to the gym and hopping on the treadmill feels good. Hey, I'm a runner. I love a run. A run does help my stress, but I wouldn't say it helps it in the same way that full body movement does. And because I don't get the same benefit of just the brain having to motor plan and having to transition, we take the focus away from that which is stressing us out. Because we start to focus inward? And I think there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah, like mindfulness does not mean lack of movement, sitting still, trying to clear your thoughts. You're going to clear your thoughts and manage stress when you're mindful in your movement, like she's talking about, which is challenging. You can't really be mindful if you're just doing the same thing over and over again.
Absolutely. And so even if, Aaron, you're in a project, you got to honor that. You know, we got to pay the bills. We got to do the work. On Lit right now, we've got so many 15, 20, we've got it all separated out, 20 minutes or less. Give yourself the gift of 20 minutes of movement. 20 minutes can make a difference in how you feel. 40, 60 minutes is going to make a difference in your body more so. It's a game changer. And then you start to realize how that serves you. I think that's the biggest thing that keeps people from moving is the time commitment. I don't have time to go to the gym. I don't have time to do this. You've got 15 minutes to go put and do some movement and your stress will go down.
Yeah, it is. And this has been proven, right? And the other thing is, if you can do it before you work or in the middle, like you will go back to doing what you were doing with a heightened focus. So you will be more efficient, more effective, and it will feel better. It doesn't feel good to be doing something and having to, you know, like spend so much time on it and just fighting the distractions that your brain is going to naturally have because it's not made to focus for those long periods of time. So giving yourself a break is actually making you more productive. We know this to be true. All right. I think we gave you that lecture, but Aaron, we'd love to see you and anybody else on the Lit Daily. We have revamped it. We continue to do this. We get feedback from everybody. We've made it super simple. You get on there, you pick what you're in the mood for that day. You might be in the mood for beginner, intermediate, advanced. You pick it, the toggle, and then you pick the time. You can go and save your favorites just like you would on Netflix. You can see what others people's favorites are in the trending now section. You just can go to the search bar and type in stress relief or hips or neck, whatever. And it's all there. And it's there because we really want to provide this movement medicine package in a way that's effective and efficient because we know time is the one thing that most people are needing more of. And so we're trying to make it as easy as possible. So check it out. And thank you for these wonderful questions and your beautiful kind of interest in movement. We really love it and love sharing it. So please send us any questions. You can direct message us on Instagram at Lara.Hyman or KBWilliams99.
You can also write us at support@lityoga.com. That will get sent to us and we will put them in a little folder and get to them as soon as we can. And please rate and review. Share this with your friend.
Yeah, we love talking. We love this podcast and we would really appreciate so much, not only you listening, but sharing it with others. It really means the world to us. We love just getting on here and we get lit up talking about Lit and talking about movement in any way that we can help. So thank you. And as always, we're pulling for you.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Redefining Movement. If you like what you've heard, please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Feel free to leave us a rating and review or share with someone you know. Check us out at www.litmethod.com.